You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Experience, show number 319. And on today's show, we're going to talk about goals, why we don't set them, and why we don't get them. Welcome to the Street Smart Wealth Experience, how to build a lifestyle business and brand with the best of online, social media, as well as proven offline methods. I'm your host, Jackie Almer, and I'm a business development and social media strategist. On each show, I'll be sharing tips and tools that I've used to create a multi-million dollar income from home with my laptop and smartphone. You'll also hear success story interviews from other top income earners. I've coached thousands of solopreneurs in direct sales, real estate, network marketing, and other businesses. Let me help you be successful in your business and rock social media. If you don't have Profit in Your PJs, my social media success kit, grab it at profitinyourpjsnow.com. In this free guide, I'll share the core components of a successful social media plan, and you'll stay on top of all the latest updates. Now for today's show. Street Smart Wealthers. Jackie Almer here, thrilled to be bringing you today's show. Wow, it's a doozy, if I do say so myself. And of course, you know, I always share that life models business and business models life. And it's interesting. I have committed to my 10,000 steps a day journey, which I've chatted about a few times, just in the goal to have a commitment to something, to stay healthy, something to work toward. And I'm well on my way to that. And I was actually out walking yesterday, 6.5 miles, and I went way over 10,000 steps, but that's okay. Was listening to another podcast, and it was talking really about a weight loss journey and transitioning a career from one thing to another, and talking a little bit about goals. And it really got me to thinking about goals and the goals that we set and New Year's resolutions. And, you know, we've just come into the final quarter of 2018. I don't know when you're listening to this, but it's October and we're starting into the busy holiday season. We're starting into the final quarter. And I don't know about you, but my head is spinning thinking, how can it possibly be October already of 2018? We've got 1 year left before we change into another decade. So it's crazy. But I was just thinking about goals, you know, and what goes on with them. It is crazy. So before I get into that, a couple things I want to tell you about. If you're not in Street Smart Wealth School yet, you can go to facebook.com/groups/Street Smart Wealth School. I just finished a 5-day free workshop teaching about sales, getting rid of the ick factor, the 5-step closing process to help you create more sales, to create more yeses in your business. We covered positioning, how to position yourself and your audience. So if you join that group, you'll have access to them. And I'm also launching a challenge that's getting ready to start. I know you may be like me, you're sick of seeing all the 30-day challenges that are out there, but this is a different kind of challenge. This is my social media challenge that's different. It's designed to get you in front of the top 100 people who are most likely to do business with you or refer you. So I want to really encourage you to go to streetsmartwealth.com/dream100. And that's the number 100. So streetsmartwealth.com/dream100. Join us in the challenge. It's going to be fun. It's going to be challenging. And my promise to you is this is going to be something different than you've ever done before. There's not going to be any selling, no ick factor, none of that. It's going to be you really building relationships through social media, not annoying your friends, and everybody's not going to see what you're doing, but it is going to get you out in front of the movers and shakers that you want to be out in front of. So join us over there. So it's kind of funny, man. I get you. I get the struggle. I get all of that with goals. You know, I have said before, I'll never be written up in the Network Marketing Hall of Fame, which is where I got my start as an entrepreneur. I went into the profession kicking and screaming. I've said before, what's a nice girl like me doing in a profession like this? But it's been so good to me, and I love network marketing, and I love what it offers. But the struggle was very real, you know. I struggled with my own negative blueprint about what network marketing was, worried about what the neighbors would think and say, what my friends would think and say, and all of that. But I ultimately got out of my way, but it was hard. You know, I got to tell you, I have achieved almost none of the goals that I've ever set in the time frame that I wanted to set them. And so I want to give you permission to be that way too. And you don't need my permission, and you're probably already that way. But it's kind of interesting in thinking about why we don't set goals and why we don't get goals. This is kind of what I came up with. So let me know if this is true for you. Number one, we have a fear that if we put that goal out there and we don't live up to it, then we're going to feel like a failure, or other people are going to say we're a failure, or they're going to think that we're a failure. You know, I mean, it's crazy, but I think that plays out for us. And, you know, I've probably missed my goals at least 80% of the time, at least getting them at the time frame that I had set for myself. And even setting my 10,000 daily step challenge. I'm recording this, let's see, this is October 8th. And so we're just 8 days in. It's early. I haven't gone out walking yet. I'll do that after this is done. And I am on track for 10,000 steps as my daily average, but I've already had 2 days in the month of October that I didn't make it. I missed my goal. It rained and I decided to delay until later in the day when I was going to go out, and I missed it. I did my mini trampoline the rest of the time and still got my steps in. But there were 2 days. One day I came close, but I didn't quite make it. And I was just tired, and I let myself off the hook knowing I would pick up the next day. And as I mentioned, yesterday I walked 6.5 miles. So there you go. But that's the thing, is that we fear that we will feel badly about ourselves because we'll feel like we're a failure. Here's the thing. Not making the goal itself is not the failure. In my opinion, it's not pursuing the goal that's the failure. Because the pursuit of the goal alone is what it is that makes you better. That's how we grow and improve, okay? It really is. Think about that. You know, and I look back at my own story thinking, geez, I ultimately went on to great success in network marketing. I've had great success in my own coaching and training business. But man, I had so many rough edges. Even taking my business online, I didn't have a clue what I was doing. And I've said, you know, I'd love to tell you that I was a brilliant, amazing, immediate success, but that's not true. I wasn't. And I, you know, I had to figure out what to do. And I've never taken a computer class. I still can't do a spreadsheet. I didn't know anything about technology, but I caught a vision and I was not willing to let that vision go. So I went for it. And you know, it's scary to put something out there. I had put it out to everybody in my local business, living in Phoenix at the time, you know, told everybody I was taking my business to the internet, and you know, people looked at me like I was crazy, and I felt like I was a little crazy. I looked at myself a lot of times like I was crazy, but I really felt like I was onto something. So I want to ask you a few questions, get you thinking about a few things. What is the life that you dream of living? What is the life that you dream of living? That's a goal in and of itself, you know, to pursue and achieve living that life that we really want, having the freedom to make choices, whatever those choices are. It's not always about quitting your job. It's not always about doing some of the things that we so often think that it's going to be about as we begin this entrepreneurial journey. It really isn't. So think about that. What's the life that you dream of living? And then what are you doing to pursue that? What are you doing on a daily basis? And then what are your challenges and obstacles? Because the reality of it is we're all going to have challenges and obstacles. We can't fear that. We've got to let go of thinking that the path is always going to be super simple and super easy. So really let go of the thought that there's not going to be struggle on your journey. Struggle is just a part of it all the way through. Doesn't matter what point you achieve, even at the peak of your excellence and when you're doing extremely well, there is still struggle along the way. You know, I've shared my journey of almost 2 years now being back in Arizona, reinventing myself, reinventing my business, looking at the future and saying, who do I want to become, and where do I want to go in this next journey? What am I pursuing? What gets me jumping out of bed in the morning excited about my business and excited about what it is that I'm doing? So back to that question, what life do you dream of living? What are you doing to pursue it? What are your challenges and obstacles? And then how will you know when you've achieved it? How will you know when you've absolutely reached that goal? And the other thing, wherever you are in your business, if you've been working on it for a while, or you know, maybe you're just starting, in this time that you've been on the path, what have you learned about yourself? What have you learned about yourself? And I want to really encourage you to have courage. And remember that courage is not the absence of fear. It's simply pushing through those fears to put yourself out there to where you can achieve that goal of living the life that you dream of living, if that's a goal for you. And a lot of it comes with making simple one-day commitments. Hopefully you've listened to my show on consistency. I believe it's jackiealmer.com/310. And these show notes are jackiealmer.com/319 also. So you can go back and review some of these questions and they'll be there. But one of the things that has made a huge difference for me are making 90-day commitments. And I make 90-day commitments to the intentions that I have set in my business. It's not necessarily about an income goal or any of that. You know, I'm really on a path right now. My goal is to positively impact the lives of others, to really assist people and get them out of the struggle of building a successful business. And that's why I'm so deep in coaching again. You know, you can go to streetsmartwealth.com/coach. Set up an interview with me. Let's have an introductory discovery call. It's free. There's no charge. I would love to have a conversation with you and see where you are on your journey and see where you want to go. That's, you know, an important part of it. So think about where you're going and consider making a 90-day commitment. Just to little things, to little steps in your business, little things that you're going to do. And that's a great way to start tracking how you're going to know when you are successful, feel successful, and you reach that goal. Okay? So remember, it's not making the goal that's the failure. It's the pursuit of the goal that's always the success and what makes you better. So if you have a goal of doing something one day and you miss that, it doesn't mean you're a failure. It doesn't mean you won't achieve your goal. It's just a setback for that day. And the important thing is that you pick up the next day and you keep going. Who are you being in your business? Who are you being in your life? And how does your ultimate goal reflect in your identity? I think it's important that in this goal setting process too, that we let go of perfection, because perfection is so dangerous. It's like my 10,000 steps. I could look at that and say, shoot, I've already missed it for October. There's already been 2 days out of the 8 days that were in October that I haven't made that 10,000 step goal. But for the month, I'm well over 10,000 because I've made it up in the other days. So my goal is to have that as my daily average. At the end of the year, when I click on my app, I want it to show my daily average was 10,000 steps. And then I'm free to have my identity caught up in the fact that that's my goal overall and that I will achieve it. I may not achieve it every single day, but I'm going to get there. So what are some goals that you can set in your business? Whether they're social media goals, adding to your database, building your center of influence, working on your mindset, that's a huge thing that so many people struggle with. It was so great to run the 5-day workshops that I did over at Street Smart Wealth School on Facebook. It was great. And I hope you'll go back and review those videos, even if you've seen them. But if you haven't, definitely go over there. Street Smart Wealth School. Just type that into the Facebook search bar and you'll find us. Come join us. It's fun. And again, let go of that thought that there's not going to be struggle on your journey. And then think about, how does your success or failure weigh into your vision of yourself? What's the identity that you see for yourself? There's huge power in how we see ourselves, good and bad. Think about the labels that you may put on yourself. What's your self-talk like? Do you tell yourself regularly that you're a champion, that you're doing great things and that you can achieve whatever you want? Or do you beat yourself up and get hard on yourself because you didn't achieve something for the day, or you're wallowing in self-pity, or whatever it is that may be going on for you? I don't want to plant labels in your head, but I do want to encourage you to be kind to yourself. And if you're going to label yourself, and you should, label yourself positively. Tony Robbins has a great quote, and that is, "The strongest force in the human personality is to stay consistent with the way we see ourselves." I'm going to repeat that. The strongest force in the human personality is to stay consistent with the way we see ourselves. So think about how you see yourself. Think about what label you have with that. And how does that go into your ability to set goals and get goals in your life and in your business? I'm in a great mastermind group. I love it. And the leader of this mastermind group has a quote, and that is that average is for sissies. That's her quote. She's a very strong, powerful businesswoman. Only finished her high school education, went to beauty school, and ultimately went on to own and run one of the most successful construction companies here in the Phoenix area. In a primarily male-dominated field, she was a female without a college education that really owned her space. And now she's a high-end business and performance coach. And she's my coach. She talks about areas of average. And she asked some great questions, and I'm going to ask these for you. And again, you can go to the show notes, jackieelmer.com/319, and see these. So these are areas of average and questions to think about. What do I complain about most often and repeatedly in my life? What do I dream about but I don't accomplish? What have I been putting off and worrying about? What ticks me off? What situations, people, and conversations have I been avoiding? Where am I putting up with pain and denying pleasure of having what I really want? And what have I missed out on? Those are some great questions to think about. What is it that really matters to you in your life? What is it that matters to you in your goals? And why do you set those goals? And where are you losing out on time, money, reputation, or a relationship through some of the decisions that you make, that we make, that I make? And where have we missed those opportunities because we've played small, we've settled for average, because we're afraid to set that goal, because if we don't get that goal, we're going to see ourselves as a failure? I had a great time doing this exercise. I had a really great time doing this exercise because a few of them jumped out for me immediately, and I went to work on making change. And I'm happy to say I achieved that. I'm well over halfway to my income goal for October, and we just finished the first week. But a lot of that's because a couple weeks ago, I took a look at these areas of average, and I took a look at where I was afraid to step up and set goals and just get things done, and I made the decision to do that. So I want to ask you, where are you in the process of making that decision for yourself? Don't play average. Don't play small. Step it up. Set that goal. Get that goal. Know that there's going to be struggle along the way, but you are more than capable of handling it and excelling with it. I'd love to hear what goals you've set for yourself. So tweet me at Jackie Elmer. Join us over in Street Smart Wealth School on Facebook and introduce yourself and let me know what goals that you have and want to achieve. And I'll post this over in the school too. If you're already a member, you can comment on it. So that's it for today's show. Until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check. Good luck to you and your business. And I look forward to seeing you in Street Smart Wealth School. Have an amazing day. For more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com, my social media success kit. Stop struggling with social media and start succeeding. I'll break it down for you into bite-sized pieces that make sense. You can also get more at my blog, jackiealmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Instagram, @JackieAlmer. And join me at socialmediabackstagepass.com for complete business plan development and social media coaching and training. I'll see you on the next show.